Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's talk some football. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is our buddy Patriots insider Tommy Curran, brought to us by Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Tommy Curran at 1-800 Get Hair. Tommy, good afternoon. How are you, friend?
What's up, my guy? How are you? How's Richard?
I'm very good, thank you.
All is good. And I don't know if you heard Julian Edelman on the I Am Athlete podcast, but I guess I know the answer. However, my duty as a pseudo-journalist makes me ask you, anything to Edelman romanticizing about maybe coming back and looking at what all of his friends are doing and have done and thinking that he can get back out there? I'm not buying it. What did you make of that comment?
I'm not really buying it either. You know, in talking at length, both, you know, really to his family and the people closest to him last year, he was very much at peace with it. I think between the Showtime deal, his ability to go on different podcasts, whether it's I Am Athlete or be involved with Barstool or all the different things that he does, I don't think that he needs it. I don't think that he necessarily wants it. He might feel as if his body says it, but he's bone on bone. He had a bone chip which dislodged and stuck itself behind his knee. And that's not going to stop happening. So I think it's highly unlikely that we will see Julian Edelman coming back, but I think he's tearing a page from, the Gronk and Brady book. Might as well keep yourself in the headlines with maybes.
Oh, 100%. And I don't think he's coming back either, but just for the sake of discussion, if he did come back, more likely to be with the Patriots or with the Bucks?
He just loves Belichick. He loves everything about Belichick. I think it would be with the Patriots, if any place at all. He loves everything about the Patriots. I would be staggered if Julian Edelman ever came back to a team other than the Patriots. And I'd be pretty stunned, too, if he ever came back at all.
Tommy, do you think there could be something, though, just in terms of these guys once they get over 30? Gronk took a year off, felt good, came back. Edelman was doing the, hey, man, I feel great after a year off. Dante Hightower, he missed the pandemic year for different reasons, but he came back, he didn't look the same. I'm wondering if there's a world in the NFL where so much has changed. Like, you never used to be able to come out for a concussion, God forbid. Now you go into the dark room and all that. Could we ever see a time in the NFL where, if it isn't load management, it's a player saying, hey, let me take a year off so I know I can get two more years out of the end of my career? Or in that business, is that just too dangerous for a player to try to do?
No, I think that the elite can do it. Like, Gronk didn't retire because his body had given out, his mind had given out, his patience with the way things were done, his enthusiasm had waned to such an extent that he was trying to force his way, as we saw, out of New England. You know, Hightower took the year off because, you know, I think that he looked at his landscape. He was welcoming, if I'm not mistaken, a new child at that time. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, he had won three Super Bowls. There was uncertainty as to how they were even going to navigate the season and how long guys would have to sit in the parking lot waiting to get PCR tests to go into the facility every single day. I think a lot of players looked at that and said, we're in a rebuild at that team. Tom Brady's elsewhere. Do I want to go back and go through all that or protect my family? So I think those two instances are far different. And I think with Edelman, it is health. It is asking your body to come back. Now, I think it's a good question, because there is so much beating that these guys take a year off at 31 or 32. We've seen guys get hurt. for a year, come back and be sharp as hell because they had the year off to let their entire body heal. So it's a good conversation, but I don't think in Edelman's case it applies.
All right, simple question with maybe not a simple answer. Who is the best player on the Patriots?
I love this. We talked about this last night on Early Edition, thanks to old Drew Hart. It's Mac Jones. Mac Jones is their best player.
Wow.
He's their most productive. He's their most cerebral, I would think. He's got the most responsibility and has represented well with the responsibility he has. So it's Mac Jones fairly easily, Andrew.
Who's number two?
Wow. Fairly easily, he says.
Wow.
I am surprised by that, but I think it's one of those ones, Tom, where you would probably get, if you ask 10 people this question, you might get seven different answers.
Let me see what the list I sent in last night was. Hold on.
Okay. He's pulling it up now.
Wow, you think, Rich, you get seven different players?
I wouldn't have Mac Jones in my top five. And Tom says he's his number one easily.
Yeah, I'm with Tom on this.
Absolutely cuckoo.
It is. It is a little cuckoo.
Mine.
Yep, all right.
Here's mine. I went Mac, Judon, McCourty, Henry, Duggar, Bourne, Myers, Andrews, Barmore, Brown.
Wow.
Mm.
And yeah. Trent Brown's down there because even though he might be the most dominant at his position among all of them, can't play half the season. I don't care how the best definition. Best doesn't cut it if you can't play enough games. So that's why he's that far down.
Well, the best ability is availability.
That's
a good list.
Bill Belichick has driven that home as well. What are your expectations for Judon? Good.
Phil went Mac, Barmore, Trent Brown. He had Ramondre Stevenson at number four.
Wow.
Then he went Judon, Bourne, Myers, McCourty, Andrews, and Hunter Henry. Neither of us had Jonnu Smith in there.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I would not expect Jonnu to make it in there.
That's fair.
It's interesting because I think for I personally think for a lot of folks, like I'm with Tom, it's Mac and then it's Judon, whatever order you want to put him in is fine. And then you get down to number three. And then it is who's the vested veteran?
Adrian Phillips.
That's where probably McCourty gets.
Oh, my God. Adrian Phillips, actually, that's an oversight. He probably should be in there ahead of maybe Andrews, maybe not.
Well,
maybe Myers, maybe not.
But it's funny you said that, Tom, because for me it's more like I view Phillips as – more of a bit player than like a starter. Now maybe I'm
off on that
because of his role.
You're off on
but
that.
I would have Duggar on. I would have Duggar higher on this list before Phillips.
Yeah, Phil didn't have Duggar on at all. I had Duggar at like five.
I think Duggar's going to have a big year.
I like Duggar.
Duggar's going to have a big year, Tommy.
You know, it's hard to leave Folk off as well.
Yeah, I mean, for what you're asking him to do,
he's that proficient at his position.
These nails.
You know, when Belichick talked about the 2001 Patriots, he talked about, you know, putting the ball, his comfort with putting the ball on the foot of his best player, which was Vinatieri. So he might view it that way. Who's your best player? Who's your most proficient at a particular position? Hey, you know what? Can I veer back conversationally to the Edelman stuff?
Yes. Yeah.
I find that so interesting because we don't only just get a peek into how the team felt about Jimmy. It's as those important players are feeling that way about Jimmy, and Brady's in exile for a four-game suspension, and he had just taken a thrashing, and he's 39 years old. Belichick's resistant to giving him a long-term contract. That, to me, probably galvanized the team behind Brady. Meanwhile, Belichick is so sold on Jimmy that really, I think, sowed a lot of what happened. And in the end, Brady's performance in 2016 – in the early part of 2017, saved Belichick from himself, and the savior eventually comes in the form of Mac Jones 4 years later. It's just fascinating when we look at how out the Patriots players were on Jimmy.
Do you think Bill knew that in 2016? Because my big hang-up is that they waited so long to trade Garoppolo, and I think they could have gotten more, not to relive this, but they could have traded him in the offseason after 16. And if he knew that the whole team was like, this guy's soft, wouldn't that have kind of sped up him dealing him? Or do you think he was unaware of it?
Even if he was aware of it, I don't think that he would have put a lot of stock in it. Hmm. It's just not the way he operates. you speak when you're spoken to. If I, you know, yeah. if I want any of your crap, I'll squeeze your head, which is what my father used to say. He doesn't care. Doesn't care what your opinion is. He saw what he needed to see in the five quarters from Jimmy. He saw what he needed to see in the three previous years, 14, 15, and well, two previous years, 14 and 15. He had a cheaper guy. He had a smart guy. He had a guy who wasn't growing jaded with the operation. That was his guy. And really, and I'm writing about this because, you know, you remember in November of 16, Belichick circles back. This is a month after that. Jimmy taps out and he says, you know, we have a good quarterback in Jimmy, and Jimmy can go out there and run everything Tom can run. We've seen that. I'm not saying he's capable. He's not capable or qualified to do it. We put Jimmy in there, it's really seamless. And he just went on and on. He was so sold, there was no moving him off his spot.
It's interesting because I've always had the theory that he traded him to San Francisco to take away Brady's mistress, and Brady still left anyway.
He did.
Because he's devious like that, you know? To me, is a part of what runs through the mind of Bill Belichick. So, Tommy, I want to circle back. So, we got Brady, we got Judon, Duggar is in the mix for you as well. Which one of those defensive guys? If for a lot of us, it's either McCourty's going to be McCourty, we know that, and he'll be used differently. But in terms of Duggar and Judon, who do you think has the more productive year between those two?
Duggar, I think, in a different way. It won't show up statistically, but, you know, talent-wise, athletically, I think that he is a better fit for what they want to do, and they're developing him in that way. You know, it sticks out to me that when Kyle Van Noy was on with Chris Long on the Green Light podcast last year, Chris Long said, you know, I've never seen any player be allowed to run the loop, which means to run up around the tackle and then behind the quarterback the way that Judon was. And he is an anomaly in the way the Patriots allow him to play, which is to not set the edge. I mean, he does do that, of course, but he got a lot more leeway to play the position in a way that the Patriots don't often sign off on. And by the end of the year, it wasn't as beneficial to the defense. And then we're getting run on, and he wasn't as productive. And I had him as, you know, through 13 games. I'm like, hey, shouldn't he be considered as a defensive player of the year? The Patriots, one of the best defenses. They were crushing horrible teams. So I think that Duggar is a better player, and Judon's very talented, but he can't be the guy that he wants to be here. So he's going to have to meet them in the middle.
Let's hope he does. Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston with us each and every week talking football. Thank you, Tommy.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.